And welcome back. It's peanut buttery, it's chocolatey, it's the flavor merger America craved. That's right, the Peanut Butter Group and Chocolatey Corp have become one. With Chocolatey Corp bringing indulgence to the table and Peanut Butter's eat-anytime ability, it's easy to see how their Jif peanut butter and chocolate-flavored spread will revolutionize snacking. One stock trader even told me, and I quote, "Normally I just buy and sell, but this I'm going to eat." Experience the Jif PBC hype today.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So like I said, man, it's just I like how they're talking now. Because they're talking accountability, they're talking about attention to detail, they're talking about getting the quarterback, because it was so frustrating seeing Derek Carr staring people down, and then the coaches pretend like he's not staring people down, he's staring guys down. I got so tired of hearing Derek Carr get up here. I don't know why Michael Thomas is mad at me, or this guy's mad at me, because they're out there running these routes at full speed, and you're not even going through your goddamn progressions. Any quarterback you're not supposed to stare down anybody. You're not supposed to do it. Even if you like the target that you're going to your left, you're supposed to glance at it, still go through your progressions, and even pump fake to the right before you go back to the guy you wanted on the left. Why? Because you freeze the safeties. Them guys are too fast and they're reading your eyes. Where is he looking at? The majority of the time, if you stand over there, them guys saying he sees something that he like, let me get on over there and I'm going to go get that ball when he throw it. And that's what they read in his eyes. You cannot stare down anybody. And Derek Carr was on film constantly, game after game, staring people down when they had either wide open guys running to the opposite side of the field or single covered guys running to the opposite side of the field. He's up there. I don't know why people look why people giving Derek Carr a hard time. What? And then never go, he's supposed to be watching film, but never one time in the entire season. Put one in the chat if I'm telling the truth. Not one time in the entire season did Derek Carr ever say, you know what? I got to stop staring people down. That's the problem. I got to go through my progressions correctly because I am staring people down, and I can understand why these guys get frustrated. That's a big problem. That pick six that he threw in that Atlanta game that killed it for us was a stare down. He stared that guy down, then forced that ball in there. It was a bad throw. It was going to get picked off anyway because the way he threw it to the, looked like it was going to the defender, the other defender, and Bates stepped in front of it and took it to the house. He stared the guy down on that. So like I said, it's the tape. If you're really studying the tape like you're supposed to and you're watching the same film we're looking at, by the way, not a specialty film that they seeing that we're not seeing. They seeing the same film. And if you're looking at film the way you're supposed to, you would see that you're staring guys down. That guy never said that. And then asking why everybody so hard on Derek Carr. Are you kidding, man? Are you kidding? Kidding, bro. Don't stop that. Y'all go do your research. I'm not talking to the Great Saint Think Tank because y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all watched it. Y'all seen it. So this is the difference this year is he said it himself, and I played it on the show, that Clint Kubiak and Andrew Janoco have been on him, on everything that he's doing. They want his footwork to be this. They want him to go. They're working on his progressions. They called it his progressions, his timing. Those are all things that I was talking about all last year. I was like, this dude's holding the ball too long. This dude's staring down people. Too long. He's staring people down. And then the coach don't say nothing. Pete Carmichael's supposed to be watching film. Nothing going on. I'm like, how are you studying film and you don't tell that guy to stop staring people down? Go through his damn progressions. Stop being lazy and checking it down all the time. They got people out there and he checking it down. They had people that were open or single cover that was a better option and he checking it down. Man, come on, bro. Football is football, man. But I'm just keeping it real. Like I said, man, we studied the film. We studied the film on Patreon. We did it the whole season. So like I said, man, The difference is from as opposed to last year, we didn't have that accountability. Guys wasn't telling him, hey, bro, stop doing that. I don't care who you are, how much money you make. Stop doing that, please. These guys are saying, you're not going to do that. You're not going to stare down, guys. You're not going to hold that ball long. We're working on getting your progressions together, speeding you up. We're going to give you a running attack. We need you to get the ball out. It's a timed offense. That's how this is going to work. We can't have you slowing it down. Everybody got to be on time. That means a big difference from last year. It does. So if they can do that, set the floor for that and maintain that, fam, that's a big plus. Because like I said it the whole season. The Saints failed last year. And just, we're going to just talk about last year. They failed last year because the team was mismanaged. They were mismanaged. And the reason why a lot of the failure happened was self-inflicted. The non-accountability. That's why you had players like Lattimore. That's why I take up for Lattimore and Michael Thomas. Because those guys, they were trying to tell the truth. They was trying to, you know, kind of lay it out there. They with the social media. What else they were supposed to do? They were frustrated. And like I said, we really shouldn't hear them, but you got to have a place to vent frustration. And they just, you know, Michael Thomas loves his Twitter, you know. And like I said, you know, you can get a lot of good information from Twitter, man, that you're not going to get from the Saints. That's how we found out about Drew Brees. Remember when Drew Brees got crunched up? When that big guy fell on him and broke him all up, his wife was on Twitter and she was like, she laid out all his injuries. That's how we figured out what was wrong with him. It wasn't from the Saints. It was Drew's wife. We covered it on the show. The whole Michael Thomas thing, he had got some type of injury. We found that out by him telling it on Twitter. Man, I'm not going to shame whatever they called it, not X, whatever. But I'm not going to shame none of that. That's how we get some good information, because we damn sure ain't going to get no information from Dennis Allen. Let me tell you something. Remember what Dennis Allen said, man? He just told you about Passanio is tore his Achilles tendon, and he's pretty much done for the season. But they're saying, some reports are saying that he's out indefinitely. Dennis Allen says he's not going to rule him out. But if, you know, if he comes back, it'll be more than likely toward the season, end of the season or whatever the case may be. Fam, if they asked him, hey, you know, when did this happen? And pretty much Dennis Allen was like, oh, this happened early in the season. What? So why are you? And see, the reason they found out about it, because the reporters was making a list of people who wasn't at practice, and it went down the list and see who was at practice. It was like, okay, what about this person? Well, this person got an illness. This person is dealing with something with their family. This such and such, whatever. And then they get the Passanio. Oh yeah. He has a torn Achilles heel. He probably going to be out for the season. What? When did this happen? Oh, this happened early in the off season. What? And why didn't you say it then? Well, you know, whatever, man. We tell your ass when we feel like it. What? I was like, what? When did that happen? Oh, it happened early in the season. Dude, why? But that's just what they do. You see what I'm talking about? What? And he was like, when did that happen? Early in the off season. What? Oh, yeah. It happened early off the season. Matter of fact, in the Saints practice facility, you tore it up. And we like, but that's status Saints. That's how they do it, fam. Like I said, you find a lot of stuff out on social media that they just won't tell you, fam. It's what it is. All right. Rico said, car fans don't believe that. They don't study film if they don't see that, because everything I'm hitting them with, I'm telling them, come right up off the film. I don't have time to be sitting up here talking about Derek Carr in a negative fashion, man. The film shows it. They might be car lovers out there, man. And some people you can't reach even with the truth and the facts. You show them the video, tell them to go look it up. They'll blame somebody else. It's just ridiculous. But that's why I talk to you guys. I don't talk to people that you can't approach with logic, man. When I'm not going to be, I learned a long time ago, not to fuss with a fool. That makes you a fool too. We just going to let them wallow on in stupidity. I ain't got time for all of that, man. If you a smart person, a smart adult, or a smart kid, and you want to talk football, come on, talk to the sports coma, the Great Saint Think Tank, and the Who That Nation over here. That's what we do. If you're one of them other type of people, I ain't got no time for you, fam. I'm sorry, I don't. It's too late in the game for that, man. All right, Reggie says, Q, you called it. Great Saint Think Tank. Who that, fam? Maybe Saints are listening to the show. Fam, we've been doing this for a while, and I got people. I ain't going to leak too much, but I know for certain. You know, I've been told by multiple people. I even know who they are. You know, I'm not going to tell you because, like, I always hit you with that word on the street. Word of the street means something. It means something. Word on the street. I always hit you with that word on the street. I know who they are. All right. All right. Tuck says, yeah, this car's second NFL team. He probably is a little fish out of water. Well, I think it'll be better for him this year simply because. What's up, Bike Life? Shout out to you, fam. Terra 6, how you doing, man? You got a new profile. Kelvin, what's up, Kelvin? How you doing, fam? Thank you, that Reginald. Appreciate it, bro. Corey says, I thought Passenger was one of the better players, so I think it's going to be a problem. Well, it'll be an opportunity now because I don't think Passenger, a lot of it, like Passenger's 29, I want to say. But he's been a solid reserve for the Saints. He really has, man. Passenger has been a solid reserve for the Saints because they use him as a pass rusher when they need to. Sometimes they kick him inside because he's 6'7", 300 pounds. He's not a big plodding 6'7". He's an athletic 6'7". He ain't super fast, but he's a difficult lineman to deal with because he's big. He got a big wingspan. He bats the ball down at the line of scrimmage, and he's difficult to block. So, I mean, he was a solid key role player for the Saints from many different perspectives. It just gives other guys an opportunity to step up, the Isaiah Foskeys of the world, the Peyton Turners of the world need to step up and do something. It'll give Christian Boyd and a few other guys, interiorly speaking, maybe we'll see somebody step up. And perhaps the Saints, before training camp starts, they'll bring in, well, as Vickers. They bring in Vickers as a defensive lineman. We'll see what he can do. But, you know, maybe they'll bring in another defensive, cheaper defensive tackle to kind of fill out the roster, man. We'll see. All right. Yeah, it's very interesting, man. All right. Yeah, I think, like I said, fam, we'll see. But, yeah, it's just one of those situations, man, where I just think, man, at the end of the day, you know, I think we're going to be interesting to watch. I absolutely like what I see going on with the black and gold currently in terms of how they're talking, because that sets the floor. And we talk about culture. That's where it comes from. Like you have to have accountability. And even Elvin talked about that, the lack of accountability. He didn't say those words, but what he did say was, guys were false starting. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all remember this. He said, guys were false starting in practice and nobody would say anything. And he said, he would look around. He said, okay. He put that out there. Guys were false starting in practice and nobody was saying nothing. Not the coach, not the coordinator, nobody. False starting and nobody saying nothing. What kind of team you think going to win like that? If nobody getting called out for false starting. You had all those miscues. And the Saints, don't forget all of the miscues, the pre-snap penalties the Saints had. Remember we had a game, I forgot what game it was, but we had like 3 false starts in a row. Y'all remember that? Y'all put one in the chat if you remember that. Remember the game where we had like 3 straight false starts? I'm like, what is going on here? I think Andrews Pete was 2 of them. I think one was Hurst and 2 was Pete. I forgot what it was, but it was like either 2 or 3 false starts in a row. Y'all remember that? I'm like, fam, what are these people doing? But you could tell when a team practiced correctly, you could see a smoothness and a flow and a confidence from the team, offensive, defensive, and special teams wise, when the game hits, because you can see that it's a comfort, it's a confidence that they had that they play with. And we just, man, I was like, what are we doing, man? So, like I said, just that on its face about Kubiak saying how he wants his practices to run and you know, just keeping up on Derek Carr and all this type of stuff, hitting these guys, giving them a lot to learn right now, because the truth is the season will be here before you know it, you know, and they got to expose them to the system because they say it's a QB friendly system, but you know, we'll see if the man can pick it up, but you got to give him a running attack to help out. Look, all them ones, man. Y'all remember that Wallace, I believe we're going to win 12 games. This shit, I can see it. Okay, this year. Thank you. What's up, Debbie? Shout out to you, Trap Star. I see you, Trap Star 318. Shout out to you. Yeah, Antoinette says, she remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that. What's up, Brother Nolans? How you doing? He said, we could really use a good head coach. Yes, indeed. All right, so anyway, man, listen, what's up, Corey? With that, I'm going to get ready to get on that, man. But listen, man, like I said, I just want to leave y'all with that, man. Like, we have the talent. And if you have the coaches that are serious about winning, that have attention to detail, that will stay on these guys.
Today's top story, the flavor merger of the century between the Peanut Butter Group and Chocolaty Corp. Joining me is a PBC executive.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
Now, how did you know the merger and the byproduct of it, Jif peanut butter and chocolate flavored spread, would be a success?
You know, it was a gut feeling, a rumbling, if you will. Besides, they're two titans of taste.
Very true. Goes great with pretzels.
And pancakes.
Apples too, I bet. Try Jif PBC today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Make sure they go through their progressions, make sure their timing is right. He was talking about working on his footwork. That was something I didn't even pay much attention to when he mentioned his footwork. And I was like, huh, he said that. Now, I didn't say nothing about his footwork. I always talked about his progressions, his timing, because I knew that was problematic. He held the ball too long and he stared down. He took too long to progress, to go through those progressions. But they talked about redoing his footwork. They seen his footwork as a problem, maybe stepping in and delivering the ball, stuff like that, you know. But they see something in him that needs to change, needs to be fixed, and those three things, they're working on it. And John Benton with the offensive line would love to hear more from him. And I know we're going to get more interviews from John Benton. We'd love to hear like a 15, 20 minute interview with John Benton and Clint Kubiak, just exclusively just talking about their systems. That's what I'm really, you know, I know they can't tell you too much, but you know, I ain't gonna give you the nuts and bolts of the system, but you know, just put you in the mind. And we'll see that as the season progresses as well. We see more of these practice sessions as well. But listen, I'm gonna get ready to get out on that. It is what it is. All right. But shout out to B Frank, man, over there on the ground, man. Good to see you, fam. Appreciate you chiming in. I'm going to get ready to get on there. I appreciate y'all, man, for all that y'all do, for chiming in on it tonight. Listen, man, y'all hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're not a subscriber. Please feel free to share the show, fam. Show it on your social media. Give us a share. If you listen to us on Twitter, hit the retweet button or X, whatever you want to call it. Hit the X. How is it retweet? It's X, but it's still called the retweet. They're going to have to call that something else then. It's just too damn going back and forth. Or it's called X now, but you got to retweet when you hit the button. You got to change that around, brother. Make that something else so people don't have to keep bouncing back and forth. If it's a full out brand rebranding, rebrand every damn thing. Why don't you? But y'all know what I mean. But y'all hit the retweet on X and share buttons, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Twitch, LinkedIn, we all over the place. But listen, man, I'm going to pop up here and holler at you on the next one, man. Y'all keep y'all heads up in the clouds and not in the clouds where you can't see nothing, but keep your heads up, be positive is what I'm saying, man. But we're going to move forward on this, man. Like I said, I'm very pleased is the word about what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from the Saints and the players, man. It seems like they're on the correct direction, and that's where we want them to be. So that's a positive. But anyway, with that being said, I'm out. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace. Who that to you?
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or win, and
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that. I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Somebody please better help.
Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Fucking like this and
I'm a who that.
Every day I'm living,
I'm a who that.
Lose or win and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're
listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
WhoThatDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even top-flight boxing. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That in all of us.
Right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Too.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.